Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This podcast is brought to you by MidlandUSA.com, your leader in overland and off-road communications. Make sure you use discount code ANDERSONPODCAST at checkout for exclusive deals today.
Welcome to the Anderson Overland Podcast.
Well, hello there, hello there, hello there. How is everybody? Man, what a crazy couple weeks it has been again. This world, I don't know what is going on here, but man, this stuff in California with Gavin Newsom, I am dumbfounded. Actually, I'm not really dumbfounded. I'm not really that surprised, actually. I kind of figured that this guy was going to slide through the cracks and they were going to modify numbers and, you know, all the stuff that they do. And they did. And here we are stuck with Gavin Newsom again for God knows how long. I'm pretty sure the next election, they're going to figure out a way to keep him in office. So, and he will probably remain there for quite some time. Just like our dangling POTUS in the White House. So I know that a lot of you guys out there are feel the same way that I do about the vaccine mandates. And, you know, it just is what it is at this point. Hopefully we will be able to navigate that the way that we desire. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So, yeah, yesterday, a friend of mine, who's an ambassador for Ford. He has the new Bronco, and they were in Colorado, in Ouray, Colorado. Everybody says it Ouray or Ouray or Ouray. It's Ouray, like Ouray. They were up there and went on a bunch of the trails up there, Alpine Loop, Engineer Pass, and the last one they went on was Black Bear, which is a gnarly trail. If you guys have ever been in the San Juan Mountains up between Silverton and Ouray, Colorado, you are very familiar with Black Bear and that area. Black Bear is probably the gnarliest trail up there. I have not personally done it because I have seen plenty of pictures and videos of people's daily drivers getting just munched and people having pretty gnarly accidents up there and rolling their vehicles down the mountain. And there's some spots up there where, you know, if you screw up, it's a 900 to 1,000 foot drop off. I mean, I've been on trails up there like that, but I decided that I just was going to stay away from Black Bear. Call me a wuss, whatever you want. That's the decision that I've made so far. The only vehicle that I think I would ever drive on that trail is an FJ, just because of the short wheelbase. The Forerunner is awesome for that stuff too, but it's just a little bit longer. And on some of those hairpin turns, you know, backing up 50 million times to get your truck around a corner is a pretty gut wrenching and makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. So I have not done Black Bear, and that is the reason why. But man, if you guys have been in Colorado, you know how beautiful that is. It just kind of brought back a bunch of memories watching Chase around there yesterday. And I just, you know, kind of reminded me how much I love that place and how lucky we are to live in such a beautiful country like the United States. And I'm not going to let any of these politicians or these morons ruin it for me. So, you know what? Just is what it is. We're going to make it happen no matter what. We're going to keep camping. We're going to keep trail riding, and no one's going to stop us. So, yeah. So we have been planning for the last few months to do another Trucks and Tacos event. And it seems like that's going to be put on hold again. They're shutting down forests and things. I really, really want to do that event. And I've had some places in mind, but now since they're shutting everything down and keeping everything closed up for a while, it doesn't look like that's going to be in the cards, unfortunately, in California. So I've been kind of thinking about maybe doing it in Arizona someplace. There's several places out here, actually. There's an event center, and they have like an amazing building there and a pool and volleyball courts and, you know, horseshoes and a huge area for vendors and stuff. And so I've been kind of thinking about doing something there that's kind of in the works right now in planning stages because of the transition I'm having to make out of California. There's just a ton of trails out here, and it would be a great central location to do Trucks and Tacos. And so we're going to focus on doing that pretty soon. And I'm pretty stoked about that. So there's definitely some amazing places to camp out here, and but you just don't want to be camping out here in the summertime. So we are going to try and do that, I think, this winter when it's nice out here and, you know, when you can actually be outside and have it be comfortable. I think that'd be pretty awesome. So we'll see about that. If not, we'll maybe do something in the fall or the spring here coming up, try and do something outside of the area, maybe, you know, further east in Arizona. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated on that. Are you guys going to the Overland Expo West event? That is at the end of this month, September 24th through the 26th. If you are, come find us. We will be there. We're probably going to be hanging out with Truck Brigade that day quite a bit, and some of our other friends there. But if you see us, if you are attending that event, come say hi, come hang out, introduce yourself. I'd love to hear from you guys and just, you know, hang out with the people that support us. And I'm always into talking shop. You know, we've been pretty involved with stuff going on with Toyota recently, and just like, you know, keeping up on, you know, where that industry is going and where the Overland industry is going. And I'm pretty stoked with everything and kind of the direction that things are headed right now. But you know, with the pandemic, things are kind of being limited, and you know, I have no idea if some of these things that we've been talking about and some of the things that we've been really interested in looking into are going to happen or not. So, you know, things are kind of up in the air as always with this kind of situation, and which is a total bummer, but you know, there's nothing we can do about it at this point. So we're just kind of going with the flow. So there's a lot of events actually that happened during the year. I don't know if you guys have ever been to one of the Overland Expos or the events that they have across the United States, but they're pretty fun. You know, what we're trying to do with ours is make it more of a family, you know, kind of more intimate event, and, you know, do some things a little differently as far as layout. But there are some great ones out there. There's, you know, obviously the Overland Expo, there's Southeast Overland and Off-Road Expo. The Moore Expo, which is in Springfield, Missouri. Mid-Atlantic Overland Festival. I mean, they're just, you know, there's even a Scottsdale Off-Road Expo and, you know, SEMA and all these different ones. So if you guys have ever wondered what that's like, definitely go experience one of these. I mean, the off-road experiences at some of these expos is pretty awesome. The training that you get, like Overland West, they have a bunch of events that you can attend during the expo to, you know, work on your rock crawling skills and 4x4ing and you know, driver safety and all sorts of rad stuff. And so I would definitely encourage you guys to check that out. Some of them are a little expensive, but if you kind of get ahead of the game, it's pretty doable. So, you know, my favorite thing about the expos is just going and hanging out with friends and camping. We do a lot of camping while we're out attending these expos in the area. And, you know, honestly, we'll just like go like one day and spend one day there, spend some money. There's all sorts of rad deals on stuff like refurbished gear and new stuff being released for super cheap prices. Or like if the ticket is to go on Sunday, which is the last day of most of these events on the weekend, and come ready with cash. And as the vendors are breaking down, getting ready to leave, you can sneak in there and get really super good deals on stuff they're just trying to get rid of. We got a Goal Zero Yeti 400 at Overland Expo West 1 year. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. We got that thing for like $150 or $200, just because they were just trying to get rid of some of their refurbished stuff they hadn't sold. And I went in there and said, hey, will you take, you know, $150 cash or whatever it was for this Goal Zero? And the guy's like, yeah, we'll do it. So that is definitely something I've learned. I've done that with some other things, ARB compressors and things like that. So if you guys are looking at getting some gear, I would definitely plan on trying to get there either Friday, which is the, you know, usually for Overland Expo West, it usually starts on a Friday. If you can get there early, you might be able to get some super good like introductory pricing for the expo. And then at the end on Sunday, that's kind of the trick to that, but we just like hanging out. What we'll do is we'll go for like one day, walk around, hang out with friends. And, you know, the day before we'll get there and camp and stuff overnight, go to the expo on Saturday and, on Sunday, or, you know, or the following week or the previous week, depending on how long we're staying out there, we'll just, do a trail riding and just, you know, exploring. Last year we went to, or I guess it was the year before last, we went to a spot up above Oak Creek, which is down towards Sedona, but there's a Highway 89A that comes down from Fort Tuttle Fairgrounds where the expo is. And you take that highway south and there's some trails that branch off to the right and go out into the forest, and it takes you to this spot called End of the World. And it's a rim that overlooks Sedona and Oak Creek, and it is absolutely unbelievable. It's about, gosh, I think it's probably about 2 to 3 hour, maybe like 2 hours in, all off road. The road's easy. It's nothing crazy, but it just takes a long time to get up there to that point, because there's just miles and miles of dirt roads. And you definitely want to use a GPS. It's pretty out there, and you I don't think that there's much of a cell signal there either. So you want to make sure you pre-download the maps of the area before you head in there. What I do is I'll download an area on Gia GPS or Gaia GPS, however you want to say that. I hear people all the time pronounce that app, Gia. That's what I use. And I'll pre-download the maps ahead of time. That way, if we don't have a signal, you know, we don't have to worry about not being able to know where we're going, because you can get kind of crazy in there when you can get lost really easily on some of these back roads. And so we definitely make sure that we are equipped with our Midland radios, with the group that we're with, because cell service is horrible in a lot of these areas. And those Midland X-Talkers or the MXT 275s that we use just work great for places with no cellular service. And so, so you want to download those maps, but End of the World is a pretty incredible place. It's an amazing experience. Just the views up there are just unreal. It's just breathtaking. I can't even describe it in words. You definitely just got to go experience it. But we'll go out there and then head down to Oak Creek area. There's a really cool little campground as you're heading down through Oak Creek. I can't remember the name of it, but there's several down there. But once you get down the steep switchbacks from edge of the world or end of the world, I guess it's called, there's like a lookout point there on the 89A. At the top of that lookout, there's a discovery center kind of thing there before you start heading down the switchbacks into Oak Creek Canyon. And at the bottom of those switchbacks, there's a couple campgrounds there at the bottom of the cliffs that are pretty just pretty amazing. I would definitely recommend checking those out.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery, Waypoint TV.
There's one specifically as you're going down the 89. It's on the right-hand side. It's just, there's some pools and some things there where the creek comes through and that you can go hike to and swim in, and it's just super rad. And then if you keep going down that highway, you'll run into Oak Creek, which is a place called Slide Rock, which is another really, really, really neat place. Definitely check that out. Google Slide Rock. You'll be pretty amped on that. Something you definitely want to check out. And then as you head farther down south on the highway, you'll end up running straight into Sedona. And there's a lot of really cool shops. There's some used to be a really cool antique shop there that had a bunch of like old Western stuff and like supplies for Native American jewelry and just hunting stuff and just all sorts of rad stuff in the shop. So right as you get into town there on the right-hand side, I'm not sure if it's there anymore, but it almost looks like a house. If you have not been to that little spot, it's super cool. Can't remember the name of it, but you can't miss it. There's all sorts of rad shops in Sedona. It's kind of a really quaint, just really neat, you know, nicely laid out town. Super, super crowded a lot of the time on the weekends. But, you know, if you go down there on the weekdays, there is a trail called Schnebly Hill Trail. There's tons of trails around Broken Arrow and a bunch of really cool trails. But Schnebly Hill is pretty easy for those of you guys that don't want to tear your vehicles apart and don't have to, you know, don't want to worry about your daily drivers. It is a challenge, but it is simple and beautiful views. And when you get up to the top there, there's another lookout that you can look west into Sedona from there, kind of like the lookout at the end of the world. And it is just absolutely awesome. I mean, you can camp up there. There's all sorts of spots up there. We've gone up there and there's been people camping in these little cubbies up there. And the trail from there, if you keep taking that trail east, it'll end up running into the 17, which is another highway that goes down into like Cottonwood and Camp Verde and I think another couple towns there. But yeah, that is an experience. It's funny, on the way up, there's a bunch of turnouts and stuff, and you usually pass, you know, what seems like 100 of these pink Jeeps, they're called. And they're the local tour guides. They take people up on these pink Jeeps and take you all over the place. But, you know, if you're not into taking your daily driver up these trails, I would definitely recommend checking out some of the local rental places or guided tours, you know, exploring around there. It's some of the coolest scenery I've ever seen and some of the raddest trails I've ever been on. If you guys are going to Expo West, those are some of the things that we like to do. This year, I wasn't able to get the days off that I wanted to get off. And so we're only going to be there for, you know, two or three nights and then coming back because I got to drive back to California and go to work, unfortunately. But if you have some time to spend out there, I would definitely recommend seeing some of those things. You know, Flagstaff's got the Cinder Hills area, which is like northeast of town, which is super freaking rad, unlike anything I've ever seen before. Just really, really cool area to camp and 4x4. There's a lot of like side-by-sides and ATVs out there, you know, lots of cool hill climbs and places to see. It's just a really, really neat place to check out if you haven't been in the area. North of there is the Grand Canyon, and there's some old Native American monuments and things out there that are really, really cool that we actually haven't been to yet. There's several places where there's some ruins and stuff in that area. Those are north of town. I'm not sure if they're closed right now because of COVID, but when they're not closed, hopefully with everything going back to normal, hopefully soon, you should be able to get in there and see some of those places. There's a lot of places around there we haven't been that I'd really, really like to check out still. But, you know, the times that we've been there, they have been closed because of COVID recently. So anyways, yeah, we'll be camping up there, or I don't know, we might even be staying at a hotel because we're going to be staying for such a short period of time this year. Just with the baby, it's a little bit easier to do that than it is, you know, putting up the rooftop tent or the setting up the RV or whatever, you know, we usually do. So this year we're probably, you know, going to make it simple and probably just get a hotel, but we're going to bring the 4Runner and do some exploring and stuff. There's gosh, I mean, all around the San Francisco Peaks, basically, if you look at a map where Flagstaff is, the San Francisco Peaks has a resort on it called, Snow Bowl, I believe. And, it's a ski resort. And if you kind of keep that as your central, you know, location on the map and you look all the way around that thing, 360 degrees, there's all sorts of trails and places to go up there that are just incredible. We've camped all over the place around that mountain, and every single solitary place that we have camped in Flagstaff has been epic. There's been only a couple that are around the expo itself, around the Fort Tuttle fairgrounds that have been developed recently. And they don't allow you to camp in anymore, unfortunately. But if, you know, those trails that go down into those areas, I think it's called the 531 is one of the trails back there, the public roads that goes back into some of these camping areas. If you go through those now developed areas and just keep taking it, you know, southwest of Flagstaff, of the fairgrounds there, there's quite a bit of camping there. There's a ton of camping on the west face of the San Francisco Peaks. I mean, just insane camping up there with beautiful views of the ski slopes, and it's pretty awesome. So if you guys are ever interested in camping out there, you know, hit me up. I've got some secret spots that I will not disclose that I'll keep close to my heart, but I will definitely direct you and some of those areas that you can go check out yourself and have a great time with your family and be fairly close to town. I like to, you know what, I've got my family with me. Especially the kids, I like to be a little closer to town, just, you know, to be closer to emergency services and cell phone usage and groceries and things like that, just to make sure that we've got all the resources available to us within a short distance. Because, you know, when you got your family with you, it's a little sketchy when you're out in the wilderness, far, far away from civilization, which we have done. But, you know, I kind of like to be a little closer to town now that I've got two kids, especially the youngest, just to make sure that we are in at a safe distance to emergency services and things. So we're not paying a bill for a helicopter and I'm not having to work on my days off. Yeah. So there's super amazing spots all around Flagstaff area. That being said, we will be up there next week and I'd love to see you. So check it out. Overlandexpo.com. There's lots of information on there. They do this event all over the country several times a year. I'm hoping to get Trucks and Tacos, like I said, back online and get that going again. Just the logistics of everything and what's been going on is making that difficult. But, you know, at least there's some other events that we can attend in the interim, and I hope that you guys are able to do that. So keep an eye out for us. And if you haven't done so, please share the podcast. You know, we appreciate your support. I love all the messages I get from people about it and the encouragement. And, you know, if you don't think it sucks, you know, help me out and share it with your friends and tell people about it. It just really helps us out. And it's just a fun thing. I like getting on here and talking shop and you know, talking about our experiences and stories and stuff. So anyways, that's what I got for you today. And I will try and see you guys or find you out at the expo. So keep an eye out for a tall, gangly looking dude with his family. Love you guys. Take care.
A life
life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western.
Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.